¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed, "I found nirvana! I win!" They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $200 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 2, this is Sports Rage. SiriusXM Channel 159. I am Gabe Morenci. We'll welcome our AM Radio Phillies back in a couple of moments. I got a Twitter poll question up. We encourage you to participate. At Sports Rage. Follow me on Twitter, at Sports Rage. Who are you taking on Sunday? Bills Mafia, Chiefs Kingdom. Bills are currently 2.5-point favorites right now. So it's interesting. Last night it was 2. It came down to 1.5 today. People just watched this Kansas City Chief game. The odds makers just watched this Chief game, and they reposted 2.5. They took it down, actually. They locked it, and not just FanDuel. A bunch of books did. I was looking around. I'm like, man, everybody froze it. And they reposted at 2.5. Odds makers were not overly impressed with what they saw tonight from the Kansas City Chiefs. Listen, man, we just saw Derek Carr, Devontae Adams, and Josh Jacobs go up and down the field on these guys. If not for Josh McDaniels' questionable decision-making process, they could have won this football game. What the hell do you think the Buffalo Bills, what do you think the Bills' offense are going to do? Kansas City are good. I don't think they're great. I think Patrick Mahomes is great, but I don't think the team is great. The defense is okay. You know what I mean? The defense is average. They're an average defense. They're good against bad teams, but if you have a good offense, you can torch these guys. I don't think the Kansas City Chiefs. The Bills are going to get the Chiefs in a track meet. I think the Bills are going to think they can't outscore us. We'll come up with more stops than they will. Weather will not be a factor. Remember, they played in bad weather, and the Bills, the nicer the weather, the better the Bills' offense is as well. So you're getting the Bills' offense. You're getting a Bills team with a massive revenge spot here coming off the AFC, that AFC divisional round loss. It almost feels like it was a conference championship game, but it wasn't. It was 2 years ago. So far, overwhelming Buffalo Bills support our poll question. We just put this up a couple of minutes ago. We have 109 responses already. The Buffalo Bills getting 66.1% of the vote. The Chiefs getting 33.9% of the vote so far. I should note, whenever it's overwhelming like this, the team with the support normally loses in our polls. But I do like the Buffalo Bills. The Bills are just playing better football than the Kansas City Chiefs are right now. Now, I did a video today, Who Ruined Your Sunday? Instead of, sort of focusing in on a specific team or a player, I just sort of ripped every coach. But now that Matt Rhule has been fired, I think there will be others to come. Now, it's too early to fire Josh McDaniel right now. I think that Mark Davis is going to be irate. I think he's going to be enraged, and I think it's going to be a long and tense 2 weeks to be around him, and I wouldn't want to be McDaniel going into a meeting with this guy when they meet back in Vegas. I'll put it that way. But it's early. They're going into a bye week, and their schedule is pretty soft after. Right? If they lose to the Texans in Vegas, he's going to get fired after the game. He's going to get fired. They have to beat the Texans. late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenzi. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bustle them, and everybody else in between. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. The Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, the 50,000 watt juggernaut. What's up, SoCal? We're going to break down the series. And listen, we've got four series to break down. George Kurtz is going to step up and in from the Sports Grid Radio and Television Networks. George is a big Yankee fan, and of course, he's a big Dallas Cowboy fan. So things are going well for George Kurtz. We're looking forward to seeing San Diego and Los Angeles renew this rivalry tomorrow night. We got baseball all day long. Meanwhile, the Las Vegas Raiders gave the Kansas City Chiefs all that they could handle, but they fell short. The Raiders decide to go for it and try to take the lead with 4 minutes left in a decision that ended up costing them the football game, or at least a chance, multiple chances of winning the game. But the Raiders are now 1-4. Now, if you look at the Raiders' situation, their schedule is a pretty manageable one. They have a bye, then they host Houston, they go to New Orleans. There's some winnable football games on tap. But I can't help but think back, and I was living in Los Angeles at the time when Mike Shanahan was the coach of the Los Angeles Raiders. That's right. Mike Shanahan was the coach of the Raiders, and it just wasn't a good fit. He wasn't Raider material, and neither is Josh McDaniel. He's too uptight. He's too analytical. You need somebody. You need that, you know, Richie Bisaccia type. Like, who the hell is this guy, and how is he the coach? Yeah, he's the coach, all right. You know what I'm saying? And I remember back, the Raiders started the season 1-3, and Mike Shanahan didn't like Howie Long and Lyle Alzado and these guys used to sit on their helmets during practice. And I guess he kicked one of their helmets out type thing, and he said it's disrespectful to the organization to sit on the helmet. And Al Davis basically fired him. Now, I should note, he did go to Denver and win a couple of Super Bowls after he got fired. But the fact is, we all know McDaniel's just not the fit here, all right? He's not the fit in the same way we know that Nate Hackett is, you know, Nate Hackett is going to get fired. Like, he's not qualified. If you want to keep him, then it's just gross negligence. Dan Campbell as well. I personally think if you ask me who the next coach to get fired is, it'll be Dan Campbell. I think the Lions are one more embarrassing loss away from Dan Campbell having a lot of time to listen to the Joe Rogan podcast. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenzi.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and...
Hey, Mama. Thanks for making all my favorite recipes.
Hi, Ma. Thanks for your unfiltered advice.
Hi, Mom. Thanks for always being by the phone.
Hey, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
When you ship UPS Air at the UPS store, your items arrive on time or your money back. Guaranteed at no extra cost. Exclusively at the UPS store U.S. retail locations. Visit the upsstore.com/airshipping for full details. Terms and conditions apply. Send your Mother's Day gifts at the UPS store and we'll get your gratitude there on time.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
And more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenzi. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. There's a lot of stuff to get to here tonight. We're just talking about head coaches, ineptness in the National Football League. We didn't even get into the brutal pandemic that is the officiating right now. And this new roughing the quarterback stuff. It's a complete disgrace and a joke. I know they want the flag football in the Olympics, which is pretty stupid. But At this point, like, honestly, we all kidded. You know, like, look, they're the Pro Bowl when they're playing flag football. Like, at what point, like, does that become that with quarterbacks? That if you just touch the quarterback, that's, you know what I mean? Oh, that's, you know, like, at what, like, hey, seriously, at what point are we already pretty much here? So one thing I wanted to get to, though, is Devontae Adams. Listen, I like Devontae Adams. Devontae Adams seems like a nice guy, but whatever. You could be a nice guy and still be do something. And, you know, I'm a nice guy. I've done jerk things in my life. So Devontae Adams basically shoved a cameraman pretty hard, man, after the game tonight. And I just saw his comments, and I just heard his comments during a commercial break and got an opportunity to hear what he said. And whatever, he said basically, oh, you know, emotions are running high. I was upset after the game. And you know, I said, I saw someone running towards me. I didn't like how he got in front of me. It's like, well, you like your money, right? Right? You like getting paid, don't you? Like, you get paid a lot of money, don't you? And why do you get paid? Because people watch. So let the cameraman do his effing job. So don't give me this crap about, oh, and then he goes, I want to apologize to him. So let me ask you then, if you just sort of got freaked out and just pushed, shoved the player, they would flip out. They would do what Bobby Wagner did to your ass last week and take you down, right? You know, listen, I'm a very pro player type of person. You know what I mean? When it comes to labor stuff, I'm on the player's side. When it comes to fans and jackass trolls and media types, you know, I think players, I see their point of view most of the time. But I also see their hypocrisy. You know, like similar with the NBA. Like the NBA players, man, these guys act like they're the most offended people. Like they're like, you know, like you're sitting with Mother Teresa. Oh, I can't believe you used that word. I can't believe you said that. Meanwhile, whatever. They say things like crazy stuff all the time, but that's okay. Right? And I'm not defending people that, you know, I'm not defending the owner, but you notice like the owner of the Suns. All right? He's got to sell the team because he's a jerk and he says inappropriate things. Anthony Edwards is driving around in his car yelling things at people on the street, calling them homophobic names. I don't see Chris Paul tweeting about this. Very concerned, do you? I haven't heard LeBron say, you know what, we got a problem with Anthony Edwards, man, and this guy's out of control. Do you? No. No, it's funny. No, because he's a player. He's allowed to do it. You aren't. No one else can. The fans can't. They can't. Devontae Adams can shove a cameraman if he wants because, hey, I'm a football player. And I'm upset. You're not just doing your job. To you, to me, you're a nobody and whatever. But if you shove me or if you shove someone in my family, I would knock the crap out of you. But when I do it to you, it's different because I'm Devontae Adams. Well, whatever. Right? You know, that's what I just saw that. And I knew he was going to go with all that crap and stuff. All the emotions are running high. But, yeah, fine. So I guess the emotions were running high when that kid ran on the field last week and Bobby Wagner lit his ass up, right? And as far as I want to bring Kurtz in, and I see people in Detroit saying, no, you can't fire Dan Campbell. Why? Okay, keep losing. Keep losing. That's what losing franchises do. Right? Keep on losing. Yeah, because he's a great coach. I know. Yeah, he's 4-16-1. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a disaster. Let's just call it out for what it is. It's a disaster. Let's bring in George Kurtz right now. George. Sports Grid Radio Network, TV Network. What's going on, George? A lot of stuff to get to. How you doing, George?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Now, I heard about the incident with Devontae Adams as well. You know what it reminded me of when you're talking about it, where, hey, deal with the cameras? Remember Marshawn Lynch at the Super Bowl years ago where he, you know, this I don't want to talk to the media thing. I'm just here to, because it's in my contract. You know, it's in every player's contract that you have to talk to the media. That's why you're getting paid the millions of dollars so you can talk to the media so that the fans can hear what you have to say. Same thing with the cameras, right? That's why you're getting paid. So that's the first thing that came to my mind when you're talking about that. It's part of the job. It's part of the job. I understand he's probably frustrated and all that, but still, you're playing a game to shove someone down unless you really think they're threatening you is really
not cool. But the thing is, and I would defend him. I get it, too. You're right. Like, it is. You know, like I said, like, you're getting paid because people watch. So you have to, like, understand that there's cameras on the field. And even if it's not the big shot network, whatever, that guy's got a pass. He's allowed to be there. And he's filming you as you're running off the field. Now, the guy sort of was in his way. But at the same point in time, there was a different way of handling it if you're Devontae Adams. Like, he shoved him pretty hard. You know what I mean? Like, he gave the get the F out. Like, he, you know, gave him the real, you know, get the F out of my way. Not the, yo, you're in my way, buddy, and sort of shove him, you know, push him to the side type thing. Like, he shoved him. It'll be interesting to see how the league reacts to this.
Well, he'll get a fine. All right, that's all he's going to get is a fine. He's not going to get suspended or anything like that. They won't do it.
He could.
That drastic. I think it's unlikely. You know, the fact that he apologized so quick, too, helped, whether he meant it or not. You know, he did it without...
It doesn't matter he apologized, George. He pushed the cameraman on the sideline. You can't do that.
Yeah,
he
made
physical... Like, he could get sued. He's going to get suspended. He's going to get suspended. I think he gets one game for this.
I doubt it. I'm not saying you're wrong as far as it being the right thing to do. I just don't think the NFL will do that.
You think the NFL wants its players? They have to send a message. They can't let the players start just shoving people on the sidelines, right? Because if they don't
send,
if they, yeah, the fine,
whatever the hell it's going to come down to.
The guy just got $100 million, George. He just bought a house in Vegas for $14 million. You think he gives a crap about a $50,000 fine?
I'll bet on a fine, not a suspension. For a first-time offender, too, for this, I would be shocked if he got suspended.
If he would have done something on the field to another player, then I'd say, no, he's not going to get suspended, right? Like, even if it was sort of egregious, whatever. But the fact that they don't have a choice. In my opinion, you'll see. Look, a lot of people online are talking two games and stuff. I don't think he's going to get two games. I think he'll get one. I think, like I said, I think it'll be one of these deals where they have to send a message to other players. Because otherwise, and I would do it myself. I'll be the first to admit that if I knew that, oh, yeah, you know what? I don't even like this guy, or I don't like this cameraman, or I never liked that reporter. And I know I could shove them out of the way on the way off the field and get fined $100,000, I'd gladly do it. And that's why you have to suspend someone, George, because money's not going to, like I said, he made physical contact with someone. I'd be shocked if he doesn't get suspended.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this thing plays out. I don't think he'll get suspended. I'm not saying it's the right or wrong thing to do. I'm just trying to read what the NFL is going to do. And I think they're going to say, yeah, you know, he's frustrated. Whether the guy's going to sue him or not, it's completely different talk here. Hell, the guy that Bobby Wagner hit, the fan, he's filed a police report against Wagner, which is just a precipice for a lawsuit coming after that. So nothing would shock.
Yeah, but that's preposterous. That's stupid. Like, and just because a lawyer takes a case, right? Like, I mean, you can sue anybody for anything. You know what I'm saying? So this nut job that gets run over here by Bobby Wagner, George, you know, he's on TV. He's got sore ribs in the morning or whatever. He wakes up, he calls a lawyer and says, hey, I want to sue. As soon as a lawyer hears some jackass attorney out there, as soon as he hears the NFL and you know, oh, money, you know.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Wendy's new Biggie Deals lets you choose whatever you're in the mood for. It's like a music mixing board of deals, and you're the producer. Go with some chill folk music with a JBC in the $4 Biggie Bite snack. Try the drum and bass of deals with a double stack in the $6 Biggie Bag. Or go full-on sandwich symphony with an $8 Biggie Bundle, the grand finale of snacking. And the best part? They all come with napkins! $4, $6, and $8 Biggie Deals how you want them. At Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on two purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Monday Night Football, the NFL, they're going to perk up and They're going to want a piece of it. They're ambulance chasers, but you can't sue somebody for getting tackled when you were trespassing. You know what I mean? You can't, like, climb over the fence at the zoo and then sue the lions for mauling you. If the lion jumps over the fence and mauls you, you can sue the zoo. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Speak up, George! I can't hear you! You tell that son of a bitch no Yankee is ever coming to Houston! Not as long as you bastards are running things! George! You think you know,
but you don't! Delay that anger, man. Request. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Yeah, let's not forget about Matt Stafford when he saw the girl fall off the stage at the Super Bowl parade and he laughed. Right, she nearly killed herself. You know what I'm saying? They said, oh, yeah, they're great, great, great people, these guys, right? But, like, you know, one guy runs on the field and, oh, my God, I don't know, I was scared. I don't know, he might have had a gun or something like that. How do you have a gun? You know, there's security to get in a damn stadium, like, to get in the first place. So we'll see what happens. Like I said, if you haven't seen the video, just punch in Devontae Adams and you'll see he's walking up the field and Buddy, like, really didn't really run at him either. Devontae Adams said, but he goes, oh, he ran into my face. He ran in my direction. I didn't really know at first. And it's like when you watch, like, no, you can clearly see he's a cameraman. And he really didn't run. You were sort of going off the field. He sort of set up like, hey, here comes Devontae Adams. And you shoved him on his ass. Like, he shoved him pretty good. I think he's going to get suspended. And for the record, I would suspend him. I would. And it's funny because I don't want to be, I'm not like grandma here. But I'll tell you, I think it's crazy, these stupid penalties, the rough and the passer stuff. But you can't have players shoving cameraman down and stuff like that. Cameramen already get run over as it is all the time, okay? And players don't care about that, right? You ever seen a player very concerned after they smoke a cameraman on the sideline? No, right? So cameramen are already in a dangerous position. I'm not even kidding. Like, I've stood on the field of NFL games. I've been on the field of football games, college games, pro games. And it's freaking fast, man. It's dangerous, right? Like, these cameramen, they're in a vulnerable position standing there. And the people with the boom mics and stuff like that, it's a dangerous job, man. So you can't have the players, like, you know, treating these people and throwing them around like they're just whatever after the game. He'll definitely get fined. We'll see if he gets suspended. I say that he will. I think Goodell is going to think that he doesn't have a choice. Otherwise, like I said, he's got to set an example. Otherwise, whatever. You know, maybe Aaron Donald's going to beat up Adam Schefter after a game or something. You know what I mean? We got George Kurtz with us. But yeah, George, the rough and the passer stuff is getting out of control now, though, isn't it? Like, it's like every freaking play now.
Listen, it's not football anymore. It's just not football. I mean, what do you want the guy to do? I mean, really, what do you want the guy to do? He hit Carr. He took the football from Carr. He had the football in his hand. He was smart enough to get a grip on the football before he even hits the ground. What is he supposed to do? You know, change positions in midair? You know, listen, once again, I understand that you don't want the full weight of the guy on purpose. But what do you want this guy to do tonight?
Should be allowed to put your full weight. That's football as well. Like, what are we doing? Like,
it wouldn't bother me. It wouldn't bother me at all. You know, I hate it. I think I'm serious. I think eventually we're going to flags on these guys or two-hand touch on the quarterback because you cannot do anything to these guys without a flag. And I don't know which one's worse, what happened tonight or the one yesterday with Jarrett of the Falcons here. I think yesterday's was probably worse because he did nothing wrong. I mean, once again, that was a tackle. It's almost a textbook tackle. What do you want these guys to do?
That's their job, to throw the quarterback down.
But you know what frustrates me the most? Is that after the game, the refs always double down. Did you read what he said, the ref, tonight?
I read Booger's comments last night, which I didn't really understand. Yeah, I know. So the new one tonight. Yeah, what is
Sorrow actually had a talk to the tonight's ref, not yesterday, tonight's ref. He talked to him, and then he doubled down on it. He goes, no, Nothing would have mattered. Because Tom actually asked him, well, does it matter that he didn't have the ball? No, it doesn't matter. It's the same as if he threw an interception. He still has to be protected on the way down. I mean, listen, they always double
just
down.
Just own it.
Yesterday.
Just say,
oh, no,
well,
no,
just
right
say
ball.
We made a mistake.
Right. I would love that. That's what I mean. I would love that if they would just admit.
I know.
Oh, hey, I blew the call, man. It's
and it
like
happens, just like a player. Just like a player says, you know what, I made a mistake. I should have caught it. Or I jumped off sides of my bat. Right? And you know, it doesn't mean you're out of the league, ref. Like, we would, as fans, we would respect him more, George. You know what I mean? If he'd say, listen,
immensely.
I screwed up. I got saw it from a bad angle. Just admit it. Say, I saw it from a bad angle. I thought it was worse than it was, okay? And just say, I made a mistake. It'll happen. Like, guys in the NBA will do it. That's the one thing. The NBA refs, they're arrogant, but they will step up and say, you know what? My bad. Like, they'll go up to the coach, and they'll just point blank go, listen, I missed it, all right? And explain yourself. But a good point, George. These NFL guys, bro, they freaking double down. But so do the coaches to defend their bad decisions after. Nobody admits they're wrong in football, George. Nobody.
That's also very true. The coaches always defend their decisions. It's just frustrating. We are, for the most part, a forgiving society. So if you did apologize, okay, hey, I can understand that. Hell, hey, listen, I used to ref men's hockey games. I certainly made mistakes. I can certainly understand that you saw something that just wasn't there. I get that. But they always defend. It's frustrating. And tonight's game was even more frustrating because there were so many flags on the field, right? What were there, 16 penalties in this game, 17, whatever it amounts to? It was just one of those games where I'm just tired of game, really, of all sports, of the official, the umpire, whatever, determining games, making obvious bad calls. I can't say this enough. I just wish they would call a penalty or throw a flag when they're positive. If they have any doubts, don't throw the damn flag. No one wants to see penalties. I'd rather see a missed call than you calling three penalties that don't exist. Just don't, unless you're positive. Unless you're positive, don't throw the flag. I wish these guys would be taught that way.
There's a couple of things that really bother me about the National Football League right now. And so we talk about the rough and the passer stuff, which is just beyond ridiculous. So what if you're a big dude and it looks bad and you land on him, then it's a penalty? Like, that's just ridiculously stupid. The other one is the defenseless wide receiver one. And I'm not talking about killing somebody that's just standing there. But you're not defenseless, George, if you go up into the air and try to catch a football. Right? Like, how many times have you seen now over the last couple of years that it's a big thing this year? And it's annoying because it's like, you know, you're like, oh, yeah, here we go. And they're going to throw the flag. And what is the defender supposed to do? Let the guy go in the air and catch the ball, George? You know what I mean? That's what they want. So they want the guy to make this highlight reel catch in the air and come down with the ball. But if you smoke the guy in the air, he doesn't catch it. He goes down with a thud. Then, dear God, it's like they want to arrest you, George. Like, seriously, they're not letting people play anymore. You saw Micah Parsons' tweet tonight I retweeted. He goes, this is a bunch of crap. He goes, how am we supposed, this isn't football. He goes, how am I supposed to play football with this stuff?
Once again, you saw actually many NFL players tweeted tonight about that. All right, then, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think it's unfair for the defendants because, like you said, the receiver's up in the air, which means he's coming down. The defender doesn't know where he's hitting him. His idea, once again, get him on the ground.
Yeah, but what's he supposed to do? Let him catch the ball.
Him from the football.
Yeah, I'm going to let you catch the ball. Oh, well, right. You're high in the air. Yeah, you're playing with your buddies. A pickup game, right? Well, you're high in the air. I'm not going to smoke him. He's my buddy here. I'll let him catch it. You know what I mean?
No, sure you are. Come on. We all want to smoke our buddies.
No, but like it's professional football. It's a violent sport. It is. And they already protect. They're
That's
wearing
why
equipment.
You paid millions.
Exactly.
That's
like,
why
they
you
know
paid
what they
millions.
Signed up
there
for.
There is risk. That's the bottom line. There is risk. That's
and the other one,
the money you get.
The other one that drives me effing crazy as well now, and I've been bitching about this one for years. I went on a rant about this last week. Quarterback sliding. All right. So did you see the Kenny Pickett yesterday? I'm sure people saw it. So Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett's running along, la-di-da-da-da-da. And he just goes for a slide. But as he's running and he starts going down, a guy on the Bills goes down with him. Hits him, not even in the head or anything, just smokes him. And all hell breaks loose. The Steelers are offended. The Bills got called for roughing the passer. And like, so what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to let the guy just run as long as he wants, George, and then he can decide to slide when he wants to. And it's dangerous for the quarterback. I said it last week. That's how quarterbacks get hurt with this stupid slide stuff. They get hit in the head. They get hit awkwardly. And they keep on doing it, and they keep on calling flags. So the moral of the story is they're just effing calling flags on everything now, Kurtz. And it's just getting super annoying, man.
I did see the play you're talking about yesterday, and the Bills player did nothing wrong.
Exactly.
I said, you could make an argument. He was down first. I mean, or he's going down first.
Yeah, they're coming. He's made a tackle. You want to slide face first into a defender, that's your problem, Kurtz.
If you're going to slide, then slide before anyone's near you. Once you wait till the defender gets close, I don't feel bad for you anymore. Now, I do feel bad if you're sliding or you're in the slide that someone hit you. That's different. But with that, what happened yesterday was a joke. There was nothing wrong with that. But you're right. They're looking to call penalties. They're looking to call the 15-yarder. I wonder this, Gabe. I don't like the idea, but I wonder if we have to go to this where you're allowed to challenge a certain amount of penalties per game. And the ref, by the way, the ref on the field can't. Is not the one who reviews it. I think someone in the sky or from the league has to review it. Because I don't want the ref who called the penalty to review it.
You can do it, George. In the CFL, you can do it.
I think you have to.
The CFL has always been ahead of the curve with rules like that. The NFL monitors it and stuff. But it's a little much. The problem is it becomes a little much. You have to sort of limit it. It does slow the game down. And a problem was, so George, in the CFL, you can challenge pass interference, which is pretty.
Everything is pass interference.
I know. So that's the thing. But you can say, listen, we were freaking interfered with, man, and you didn't call it. All right. And we're challenging this, and you can challenge it. And then they look. But the thing is, a championship game was decided like that, George. A team threw like a bomb. They got called. It was incomplete. They called a challenge, pass interference. They kicked the field goal for the win and won the championship. And we're like, come on, that's not football. Right? And what are we doing here? But then they got better at it. And they said, no, there's a judgment. But I'll tell you on the other side about, and you can also challenge.
Big savings are in the air. Don't miss your chance at 15% cash back during Rakuten's Big Give Week. Shop and get rewarded at your favorite stores like Adidas, KitchenAid, Expedia, and hundreds more. So go ahead and refresh your closet, spruce up your home, book that trip, and much more. But 15% cash back is only from May 4th to the 11th. So join now. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app and join for free and start saving. That's Rakuten.
Wendy's new Biggie Deals lets you choose whatever you're in the mood for. It's like a music mixing board of deals, and you're the producer. Go with some chill folk music with a JBC in the $4 Biggie Bite snack. Try the drum and bass of deals with a double stack in the $6 Biggie Bag. Or go full-on sandwich symphony with an $8 Biggie Bundle, the grand finale of snacking. And the best part? They all come with napkins! $4, $6, and $8 Biggie Deals how you want them. At Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
And roughing the passer and stuff like that. You can say our quarterback just got hit in the head. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We played in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
We let them off the hook. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Thing is with these penalties, if you think in the NBA, look, like, you know, they'll actually review it. Is it a flagrant foul? Is it a flagrant one? No, it's not a foul at all, actually. Right? College football, George, actually does that now. College football, was it targeting? No, it was. Do you know what I mean? Like, in college football, you'll see, in college football, they got too crazy. They're trying to get kids to stop leading with their head. So, they got crazy for a couple of years, and they were penalizing everybody for everything, and they were just trying to tell the kids, stop tackling like this. So, eventually, players started to stop tackling like that. But, you know, we all know the college rule, right? So, you'll see, you know, somebody will get lit up in college and the ref will throw the flag because the kid's down and out, whatever, because he looks hurt. It's almost like hockey. They judge by if you're hurt or not. And you know what I mean, George? That's what we're getting to football. Oh, it looks bad. Throw a flag. Right? That's the hockey way. Right? Like if you smoke someone in hockey and they don't flinch, then you can get away with it. It's like, you know what? I just tried to kill a guy, but it's like, yeah, you didn't though. But if you actually murder someone for real, then it's like, oh my God, you know what I mean? It's the end of the world. But you can't challenge anything, and you know, it's an interesting debate. The CFL is pretty good with their rules. That, you know, they're willing to try new things, and that you can challenge pass interference. You can challenge roughing the passer. You can challenge all these things. And I know the NFL's looked into the pass interference challenge before. Would you like to see the NFL and have a coach be able to have a couple of challenges in a game for pass interference?
My problem is this with pass interference. Not only is, like I said, there's pass interference on every play. But, and I don't mind this, some officials are going to let the guys play. Right? I don't mind that, by the way. On pass interference, I don't mind it. Let them play. You know, and so I hate to see that. Yeah, I let that same thing go two plays ago. Now we're judging it. You know, now we're reviewing it. I don't like that. That's the only thing I have against penalties is the refs who are letting them play. You know, and then, you know, if you don't let them play, just be consistent with it. As long as it's consistent, Gabe, I really don't have a problem with it. If you don't let them kill each other, let them kill each other. That's
well, now
fine.
It's consistently bad. That's our problem. Right?
That is the problem. That's the issue with it. You know, I know some people also want the 15-yard. Well, the pass interference should be automatically 15 yards. I hate that because then you're going to have defenders who are just tackling people once they're beat.
No, that's the college rule.
Yards. I don't know what's in between. That's my problem. I understand you don't want a 60-yard pass interference on a play that wasn't
bad. Well, you know what they did, though? Bad. They sort of solved that with the phantom defensive holding. You know what I mean? Where they could go pass interference or defensive holding, because defensive holding isn't spot of the ball where the pass interference is. And it's like, well, what's the difference, man? He held him, he interfered with him. Either way, it's interference, you know what I mean? Like, if you interfere with a guy, you interfere with a guy. I mean, George, you know, that's what I'm saying. There's so many little nuances that are twisted about football now that the definition of the rule is you can't make contact with the guy after 5 yards, George, right? So, is it holding or interference? You're interfering with them. They came up with this, I think, is sort of the in-between. About, all right, we don't want to reward everybody with the spot of the foul all the time, so we'll come up with this little defensive holding. Like, they never called that before. Now it's always defensive holding. Yeah, it's technically pass interference, but you're calling it defensive holding right now. Like, I don't know. They're just complicating the sport, George, and, like, the coaches complicate things. But let's keep rolling here. Cowboys and Eagles, massive game. Massive game. What are your thoughts? Can the Cowboys keep this going and cover? You know, they're a covering machine. Can they win the game? Can they cover the spread? How do you feel about their big showdown?
Oh, with that defense right now, yeah. I mean, sure. I don't expect a high-scoring game here. I don't expect Dak to play either, by the way. I think they'll roll with Cooper Rush again. But I think it'll be a decently close game because both defenses are good. And I don't think the Eagles are going to want to open it up because they're going to figure, okay, we can score enough points to beat this team. We open it up, that's when the mistakes might happen. And you might get those returns. And you might get a turnover there. So I think it's going to be a decently close game, but can the Cowboys win it? Sure. Sure. Well, like I said, if Micah Parsons and DeMarcus Lawrence are creating all sorts of havoc, they've got a shot to win the game in Philadelphia. Dallas did destroy Philadelphia in two games last year. It means nothing towards this year, mind you, but they did destroy Philadelphia in two games last year. This one's Sunday night at home in Philly. Maybe that's why they were looking past Arizona yesterday and almost blew that game. I'll still like Philly, but I think it's going to be a close game. I think the under is likely to go under as well.
I've been a Cooper Rush fan, and I'm glad that he's going to be playing in this football game. I think he gives a better chance to cover the spread and win the game than Dak Prescott does coming back after not playing since September the 11th. But I will say this. So Cooper Rush comes in. They get the Cincinnati Bengals in a vulnerable spot earlier this year. Still offensive line issues, figuring things out. You know, Burrow didn't play at all in the preseason, didn't have a training camp. Nice win against the New York Giants. Where I'm going with this is, okay, so they scored 20 points against the Bengals, 23 against the Giants, 25 against the Commanders, 22 against the Rams. I'm not sure if that's enough to beat the Philadelphia Eagles. So this is big time for Cooper Rush. He's shown he can win football games. He's shown that he can run the offense. Now can he go on the road on Sunday Night Football and put 28-30 on the board against a potent Philadelphia Eagles team? Because I don't think that 20-22 wins this game.
I think it's around that score. I mean, I would go 24-27. I think you need to win the game. But can he? I mean, Dallas
Well, that's more points than they've scored then. Yeah, they need to get to 27. You're not holding Philadelphia to 14 or 17 points. Philadelphia are going to score.
I think it's going to be a 24-17 game. I think that's where it's going to be. That's where I'm going to have to get 24-20 at worst. Dallas only scored 22 yesterday because of what happened on the first two drives for the Rams, right? You had the fumble return for a touchdown, then you had the blocked punt. Really, Dallas did nothing on offense yesterday other than the Pollard 57-yard run. That's it. Now, granted, they probably didn't ask Rush to do anything because once they had the 9-0 lead, I think they realized, oh, we could probably win this game. We're going to get it to Stafford. You know, as long as things don't get out of whack here, we don't need to do anything else. He only threw, 100 and something yards yesterday.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Everyone they've beaten has been offensively challenged. The Giants. The Giants' offense is not very good. It's okay. They're winning games, but it's not like it's this potent attack. The Commanders was not a potent attack. The Rams' offense is terrible right now. So, and I credit the Cowboys' defense, and I've been betting on them every week. But with all that being stated, all these games have been very manageable. They've been able to run the ball. They've been able to just not be in a panic about. The Cowboys have never had to worry about scoring in these games, right? Because they've always known that, you know, with the exception of the Bengals game, it came to the late field goal. But every game they're in, their defense has been better. And they know, listen, we don't need to score that much. This team's offense is terrible. The Commanders were terrible. The Rams were terrible. The Giants were terrible. And a lot of it has to do with the Cowboys. But that's why I'm saying this is a real, real, real test right now for the Cowboys playing against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Agreed. As a Cowboy fan, though, I'll say this. If you were to tell me after the first six games Dallas would be 4-2, I would have taken it and ran. Taking it and ran, because that was the hardest part of their schedule, was the first six games. After that, it gets much easier down the stretch here. I think they've...
I wouldn't look forward to it like that, though. Like, I wouldn't just assume you're going to win all these games down the stretch. Things can go so fast in the NFL. Look at the Miami Dolphins.
Of course, but, you know, they started with Tampa Bay. All right, and then you had you're going to play the Rams. You're going to play both Super Bowl teams, plus Philadelphia and two division games. I would have been thrilled at 4-2.
Well, look, they absolutely get the Lions and the Bears. No, I get it. Oh, you get the Lions and the Bears after, but then it gets tough again. Cowboys at Packers, Cowboys at Vikings.
The North. Right, the four straight against that's a little weird, right? Lions, Bears, Packers, Vikings, all in a row here. So it's, they have a bye in between. For what it's worth, so that should help out too. But let's say if they take care, let's just say the way things are likely to go, maybe not definite, but if they lose Sunday night, take care of those two home games against the Lions and Bears, you're 6-2 going into your break. 6-2 going into a break with the 2 weeks to get ready for Green Bay after the bye, or is it Minnesota? I forget what your order it's in. I think it's Green Bay. So Green Bay, 2 weeks to get prepared for Aaron Rodgers. And once again, just go 1-1 there. You know, nobody expects you to beat, but just go to 1. It's sort of set up nicely for the Cowboys. I don't know if they can win the division. I do think Philadelphia is still going to win that division. But it's set up nicely for them to make a little bit of a run here.
It is crazy, though. Philadelphia, as good as they've been, they're not running away with this division. People are just giving them the division already. But I got to say, you're pretty optimistic. Normally, you're more pessimistic than this about the Cowboys. But listen, defense, I've been riding the wave.
It's all about that defense, bro. All about that defense. And by the way, the Cowboys should be on the phone with Carolina. Maybe get DJ Moore out of there.
I don't know why everybody thinks Carolina is going to do this big fire sale.
They need draft picks. That's why. I mean, that's what they're assuming. They have nothing. Until they get a quarterback, they're done. And I don't know when they're getting a quarterback anytime soon. They might just win enough games.
Yeah, but they're going to be terrible, and they're going to get the draft pick.
That's why they're going to trade players, so they can be terrible.
Yeah, but they're already terrible. Like, you know what I mean?
They'll win, but they're not that bad. They're not.
They're bad. What do you mean? They're pretty bad.
Or someone like that.
They're pretty bad. Like, they're already, bad. I don't know. Like, I'm not sure they do that. Like, I think they might think, you know what, we have these players. We just need a quarterback and a real coach. And
That is what they need.
But McCaffrey's another
Buffalo,
story.
Man. Buffalo's already called about McCaffrey.
Yeah,
how
wouldn't.
Scary is Buffalo if they get McCaffrey, by the way? What would you give up to McCaffrey?
I wouldn't give up my autographed Allen helmet that I have on the set behind me for Christian McCaffrey.
Well, neither would I. I'm not giving up any of my personal stuff.
Why would we want him on the Buffalo Bills? The guy's always hurt. What? We're going to trade for what? So, why would the Bills... Do the Bills have any problems on offense right now? They're a juggernaut.
But if you, man, if you
could, like, if anything, the Bills should be in the market, stockpile defensive backs. Like, you know, what is Christian McCaffrey going to bring to the table? And the other thing is, too, every team is called about McCaffrey, right? Just to see, all right, what do you guys want for him, right? I mean, there was talk they wanted to trade him before. I think he could go, George, but I don't define that as a fire sale. He's been a bust, bro. You know, he's had a couple of good fantasy years, and what has he brought to the table? Nothing. Like, I don't see, like, the Bills, I don't need him. I don't want him. Like, I'm not like, oh, my God, let's get Christian McCaffrey. I would rather get Odell Beckham on the Bills. Add another wide receiver. Add another defensive back. We don't need, like, what's Christian McCaffrey going to bring? I don't, like, that's the way I see it.
I understand the injury angle, and that could be enough to make me not go for him, by the way, because I think he will cost a small fortune here, but he's going to help a team if he does get dealt here. And I think he will get dealt eventually. I don't know if it'll be by the deadline, but I think he will get dealt either now or in the offseason as they will move on and try and get, because.
But people don't like paying running backs big money either, right?
Well, he's a catching running back. That's the thing. He's not really a straight running back.
But from what I understand, and I'm not a capologist, but from what I understand, actually, he doesn't really make that much money. He already got the money.
Cut out for you.
Yeah, like I don't know, George. I think it's $8.5 million he'd get paid this year, type thing.
He signed his new contract a couple of years ago, so yeah, his guaranteed money might be over.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he already got the front end of a lot of it. Like, he got paid well, but I'm saying, like, I saw $8.5 million I saw today that would cost. Carolina's already paid him.
Base salary is, yeah, you'll be okay. That is the cap, but next year's cap is immense.
What is it next year? So it's $8.5 million this year, all right, eh? God, I'm good.
Almost $20 million next year.
Yeah, more with Kurtz on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we didn't even get to the baseball yet. You know what's crazy is people were talking about Saquon Barkley getting traded in New York as recently as a couple of weeks ago. The thought was, oh, he looks good, let's trade him, right? Because you don't want to pay him. But you got to do one or the other. And then now suddenly the Giants are in a weird spot. I don't think they thought he'd be good, George. I don't think they thought he'd be healthy. Right? I think this is a problem they didn't think they'd have. They'd be like, oh, my God, what are we going to do now? The guy's like the best running back in the NFL right now. And it's a contract year. We're screwed.
I guess it's going to depend on probably Brian Daboll, by the way. Does he believe in paying the running back? You know, not everybody does. And I don't think he does either here. But the fact that they're 4-1, I mean, I don't think they're going to fall apart by the deadline. It could happen, of course, that they do.
And I'm hearing Jones wants $30 million a year, huh?
That's your average rate for someone like
that. That's exactly it. He's not asking. It's not like he's demanding 30. That's the market for him.
Right.
I was reading the other day. Yeah. They said, yeah, it'll be $31 million a year to re-sign Daniel Jones.
And I can't. Boy, the Giants are in. Like I said, if you sign Jones and Barkley, that's most of your cap that you have available next year. And
then you're saying those are our guys. That's again. Our franchise.
You're a mediocre team. Neither, you know. Barkley,
yeah, but you're gonna start over at quarterback. You're gonna bring in a free agent.
That's the problem. Like, they've won too many games. You can't draft one now. You know, you're gonna win 7-8 games.
Wow.
Drafting what a weird problem. You're not getting a top quarterback.
Do you really think they'll re-sign both of them? They can't.
No.
They're not really gonna give $50 million a year type thing to both these guys, right? Like,
no, I don't.
So then, who do they keep, Jones or Barkley?
I'm gonna go neither.
Oh my
I don't think
God.
Daboll is big on the running back, and I don't think they're signing Jones.
I think Daboll will throw the running back under the bus. He'll be like, are you kidding me? This running back's not a big part of my offense. I'll give anybody back there.
Yep, I agree.
I think he'll keep Jones. But then if you know you're not keeping Barkley, why not trade him? You see what I'm saying? More with Kurtz on the other side.